Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, give God all that we have. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. TGIF, thank God it's Friday. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul, including live teaching, prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. And our topic for today, which is day 25 of our last 31 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge, counting down to 2019, is rebranding yourself. Rebranding yourself. And our scripture comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 16 through 20. While you are getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how you can tune in live with me on Morning Motivation. Call in at 323-870-4180 or listen online from my website, you know, on your phone, at www.feelthefire.com. That's www.feelthefire.com. But if you cannot tune in live, follow the podcast so that the recording will be text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday, and you follow by texting the letters MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. That's MM to phone number 33222. All of this information, more about me, the ability to send me your prayer request, contact me, whatever you need, is on my website at feelthefire.com. Don't miss an episode. This word is for you. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. I am in Matthew chapter 7, verses 16 through 20, reading from the KJV. You shall know them by their fruits. The men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down or cut down and cast into the fire. Listen to this last verse, brothers and sisters. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Woo! Isn't that a powerful word? What is our topic for today? Come on and say it aloud with me right now. Rebranding yourself. Beginning on December 1st, we commenced our last 31 days Remove All Clutter Challenge, counting down to January 1st, 2019, with the goal of enhancing you in every area of your life so that by the time you finish, if you don't miss a day of this countdown with me, I guarantee that you will be a much better version of who you are right now, because you will be the version of whom God designed, ordained, and purposed you to be. In this countdown, we started inwardly, working on ourselves inwardly to produce outward change that then allows us to move outwardly to areas of relationships, i.e. Family and friends, our careers or profession, finances, health, and recreation. In other words, getting ourselves right in every area. And what I have been teaching you this week, which is the first week, and if you miss any of the teachings, go back and listen to them on feeldefire.com. I've been teaching you how to first identify who you are, not whom others told you you are, not what you do, because what you do is different from who you are. For example, what I do is an attorney and registered nurse, but who I am is an evangelistic on fire Christian. And if I confuse what I do with who I am, I might allow what I do sometimes to interfere with who I am, because if what you do becomes more important than who you are, you will find yourself doing things that are unethical. You will find yourself backsliding, sinning, doing things that you know you ought not do just to put on the facade of what you do because you have confused that glory with who you are. This is why it is crucial that you know who you are in God, so that when opportunities and temptations come, you will analyze them against the core of who God designed you to be. That is what stops you from cheating on your spouse. That is what stops you from taking bribes. That is what stops you from lying on people and gossiping and backbiting. When you know who you are and you compare what's being brought to you against the core of who you are, the brand of you, glory. So at this point, I've had you write a rough sketch of your statement of who you are, and then conduct a SWOT analysis. I gave you six areas in which to comprise that sentence, and then I taught you what a SWOT analysis was, not SWOT, S-W-A-T, like the police, but SWOT, S-W-O-T, and you're supposed to be ready now, because you've been keeping up with this in your journal or notebook, to refine that today, so that from this day forward, you rebrand yourself to be whom God has called you to be. So in Matthew 7, 16 through 20, the Bible taught us and teaches us that you know a person by their fruit. If you want to know who someone really is, in other words, just pay attention to what they produce long enough, and you'll know who they really are. It won't matter what they tell you. It won't matter who they say they are. Pay attention long enough to the people with whom they surround themselves, to the words always coming out of their mouths, to what they get involved in and where they go. Because where their treasure is or where they spend their time and their money, that's where their heart is. One preacher said years ago, if you want to know who somebody really is, get their checkbook and look at their checkbook. That'll tell you who they are, because you'll see what they spend their money on. And what they spend their money on is where their treasure is. And where their treasure is, that's where their heart is. Ah, the brand of you. You see, even if you go to buy a car or to buy a home, the bank, what do they say? I need 3 or 6 months bank statements. They don't want to know anything else initially, but give me your pay stuff, which tells me what comes into you, and then give me your bank statements, because that'll show what goes out of you. Hallelujah. By your bank statements, I'll know what your bills are. I'll know who you pay. I'll know where you go. I know what you do. I'll know if you have non-sufficient funds. I'll know if you run over. I'll know if you don't have enough money to pay your bills. Ah, the brand of you. So today you got to be able to determine whether or not you're bearing good fruit. Glory. If someone was asked about you, what is your reputation? Because that is the brand of you. not what you would tell me your reputation is, but what would the people who know you say about you. Oh, and it's great. It's just a brand of you. For example, when I say Judas, what comes to your mind? He betrayed Jesus, the brand of him. Peter, he denied Christ. A lot of people don't even remember about Peter walking on the water to meet Jesus. They don't even remember that faith. The brand of Peter is he denied Christ. Abraham, great faith. Paul, passionate for Christ. Solomon, you think about wisdom. The brand. If I was to call out these names, what would come into your mind? Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, Donald Trump, Melania Trump, Oprah Winfrey, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett. What is the brand of you? Because unless you know the brand, unless you know the purpose, you won't even be able to rebrand yourself effectively. Because the goal is to rebrand yourself in alignment with the true brand or office that God has called you to. So the way you're doing that and what you're going to be doing this weekend is now that you have drawn out your rough sketch and then you have conducted a SWOT and you have listed all six of those areas to form them into one sentence about you. And you have conducted the SWOT analysis. Again, if you missed this, go back to the website and hear these teachings at fieldyfire.com. This weekend, you are now going to make sure you go through and refine that sentence. That is the brand of you. And it remains your brand for the rest of your life because it's in alignment with God. As I keep teaching you, the brand of you should not change once you rebrand yourself into whom God has called you to be. Your short and long-term goals to get there may change. The strategies you use may change. But who you are doesn't change because God created you for a specific divine purpose. For example, who am I? Who is Rossi Williams? I am a happily married, multimillionaire, effective minister of the gospel and advocate for criminal justice reform, a reconciliator of my family who will take at least 5 major trips this year. I'm not reading that. That was the same statement I wrote back in 2017 when I first started doing the challenge, which was the last 100 days done. It's the same statement in 2018. No, it'll be the same statement for 2019. Because once I defined who I am in Christ, none of that changes. The methodologies change. You understand? I'm not yet married. So I've had to change methodologies and strategies, change some of my dating strategies, change some of the things I do to get to that point. I'm not yet a multimillionaire, but this year, I don't want to say the amount, but I can definitely tell you I'm definitely on the way, and there's no doubt if I continue what I'm doing, I'll be there next year. Do you understand? Effective minister of the gospel, not just a minister. Anybody can minister, but I'm effective. I do this broadcast. I save souls through the word. I preach. I change lives. I pray with others. An advocate for criminal justice reform. As an attorney, criminal defense is one of my main practice areas. I became an attorney due to my brother's incarceration. I'm in the NAACP. I do legal redress. Do you see what I mean? Your statement should be so refined that it should roll off your tongue just like mine does. And every opportunity that comes to me, I compare it against that. Now, our time is almost run. We don't have but 15 minutes, but I hope this is teaching you. So stay with me. Give me another few minutes, and we're going to do the prayer altar call, and I'm going to assign your task. On yesterday, for example, I received an email from a law school asking me if I would teach an online course that they have. Now, I have never applied to this school. Quite frankly, I didn't even know the school existed. But California is the only state that allows you to go to law school online. And you can only practice in California once you pass their bar. Everywhere else, you must attend school, regular classes. But this school is a Christian school out in California, and it's approved by California Bar and has a law school. And it found me through the Christian Legal Society and emailed me and asked me if I would be willing to teach a course, and they had the syllabus and all the information, told me to pay. It's a 7-week course, online course for $3,000. And I just began to, you know, I looked up the school, went and did all of that, and I just began to praise the Lord. So look at the Lord expanding my territory, more funds going in towards that multimillionaire. And then it's a Christian school, which means I don't have to suppress who I am in Christ, an effective minister of the gospel. Do you see what I mean? How you take everything that comes in and you compare it against who you are, the brand of you, glory. So what you're doing this weekend and today is rebranding yourself. Understand now that this is a hard process. I had to do it with my law office because initially I almost went insolvent, helping people so much, doing so much pro bono, because I confused who I am as a Christian with what I do, meaning that I thought because I'm Christian, I just got to help everybody no matter what. But see, that Bible came back to me that a man who won't work won't eat. In other words, there's accountability for others to do what they're supposed to do, and me being a Christian does not entitle them to just take advantage of my livelihood. So I had to rebrand my law office. I had to increase my rates. I had to say no to some people, refer them to legal aid or other sources. So this is what you got to do. And the reason it's hard is because people already know you the way they know you. They already know your fruit. And if your fruit have not been good, if you've been a gossiper, a backbiter, a liar, if you've been someone who's not been living right, then it takes time now for people to see your fruit change. Because even if you produce new shiny apples, the old rotten ones which fell from your branches are still at the bottom of the tree until somebody cleans the yard up. Oh, and this is the teaching, but you got to rebrand yourself into alignment with whom God told you to do and be so that you produce good fruit, so that your reputation precedes you positively, which causes doors to open for you, territory to be expanded, favor to be the forerunner in front of your name, and people to do for you what they would not otherwise do, to accelerate and expedite your destiny, because a good name, it's rather to be chosen than silver or gold. Ooh-wee! We got to go into prayer. I'm out of time, but thank you for hanging here with me. Hallelujah. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, we glorify you. Father, we're rebranding ourselves. We're rebranding ourselves, Father, not in alignment with what we want, but in alignment with your word, Father, so that we are a tree which produces good fruit, so that we will not be cut down and cast into the fire. Now, Father, we have some rotten fruit still on our branches. We got some rotten fruit around us on the ground. Yes, the weights, the sins, the things we've done, which have not been in alignment with your word. So, Father, we ask that you clean us up, Lord. Clean us up, Lord. Clean us up from the inside out. Let us have sunlight and photosynthesis, Father. Let us have the correct oxygen so that our leaves are now bright and green and shiny, so that our branches are strong, Father, so that the fruit we produce are shiny and good. Lord, clean up, clean up, clean up our dirty fruits. Clean up, clean up, clean up our past lives. Clean up, clean up, clean up. Clean up all the wrong we've done. Clean up around our branches. Clean up around our roots. Clean up our yard, Father. Give us a mind of Christ. Give us a mind geared toward you. A mind that wants to worship you. A mind that wants to praise you. Help us desire to do good. Desire to do right. Glory. And Father, we repent of all the wrong. We can't go back sometimes and fix it. So we repent. And if we can fix it, help us, Father, to make amends. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And everyone say amen. Say, I am a good fruit producer. Say, I am a good fruit producer. Let me give you the altar call and then your task. For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask forgiveness of my sin. Glory. I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Glory. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the family of Christ. Now, everyone, make sure you're in church Sunday. You're in Sunday school. If you don't have anywhere to go, we'd love to have you at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ, 6229 Northwest 11th Avenue here in Miami Gardens. We would love to have you again at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ. Sunday school starts at 9 and church starts at 11. Everybody, wherever you are, I have listeners in multiple countries. Make sure you spend time with the Lord. Make sure that you do not miss one teaching as we count down this year. So go to the website, codfire.com. Listen to what you missed. Text MM to 33222 to follow. And the teaching will be texted to you at 8 a.m. You don't have to stop what you're doing right then to listen. You can listen to it at any time of the day. It'll be available all day. Now, our topic for today is rebranding yourself. Your task for today and this entire weekend, and you should be working this with your family, and, you know, ladies, you should have your girls working this with you. Guys, you should have your guys, because you want people to change and do better together, right? It's no good if you only change and the people around you don't, because you're going to have to let them go. They won't be able to deal with the new improved you. Your task for this entire weekend is to now refine that statement. By the time you get back to me on Monday, you should have it rolling off your tongue just like I did. I am. And then all of those six areas I gave you, those are the that's the remainder of that statement. All right? I love you. I'll see you on Monday. Let me tell you, people will only value you as much as they know you. What is your brand? Rebrand yourself.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing a new. Get ready for